Okay, this is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton City Council. It is Tuesday, September 5th, and I would like to call on Councillor Leary to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Please be aware that this meeting is both being audio and video recorded. And I wanted to remind everybody that Tuesday, September 12th, is the preliminary election to narrow the field of candidates for mayor. All righty. So first call reports. We have land use. Chairman Laredo.
Thank you, Madam Acting President. The items from land use, the two items are postponed, so we'll take those up on second call. But I do have two public hearings to assign, if I could do so, on page 497. Both are assigned for October 3rd of this year, 261-17, a special permit to exceed the FAR at 14 Pond Avenue, Kevin Fahey. That is in Ward 1. And then 262-17, special permit to exceed FAR at 115 in Anthem Street, Sean and Nancy Belmore, also in Ward 1. Again, those are on October 3rd. And that concludes the report. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next, we have zoning and planning. Chairman Hesmahan.
Thank you, Madam Acting President. There is no report from the community tonight. However, I need to be recognized for a suspension of the rules refer a late filed docket item and to assign a public hearing.
The chairman has made a motion for suspension of the rules. Okay, it's been seconded. All in favor? Okay.
Thank you, Madam President. The item is number 264-17. His Honor the Mayor requesting the following residential properties be rezoned to public use as they have been acquired by the city for use at the Zervis Cabot and preschool sites, 1316 Beacon Street, 1330 Beacon Street, and 1338 Beacon Street from SR2 to public use, and 23 Parkview Avenue, that's over by Cabot, and 15 Walnut Park, that's the preschool, from MR1 to public use. And asked to be recognized to assign a public hearing to be assigned for this item for September 25, 2017. And that is all.
Thank you very much. Next, we have programs and services. Chairman Race.
Thank you, Madam Acting President. Could I have a suspension of the rules where I said I have items to report out that there is no written report?
Okay, a motion has been made and seconded to suspend the rules to allow the Chair of Programs and Services to report out the actions of the committee taken earlier this evening without a written report.
Thank you, Madam Acting President. Docket item 261-17, Councilor Lipoff requesting City Council and the City to recognize September as Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. That was amended, and it was made that it would be an annual, every September would be Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and that was approved 6-0. Docket item 235-17, Kyle Munger, Nightingale Path Newton, appointed as a member of the Biosafety Commission for a term to expire September 30th, 2020. Kyle was approved 4-0. Julie Nordstrom, 44 Stern Street, Newton, appointed as a commissioner of the Newton Council Aging for a term to expire September 30th, 2020. That was docket item 243-17, was approved 5-0. Chris Gibson, 19 Hamden Terrace, appointed as a commissioner of Newton Council and Aging for a term to expire September 30th, 2020. That was approved 6-0. Docket item 236-17, Edward Marple, 12 Ohio Avenue, Newton, reappointed as a member of the Biosafety Commission for a term to expire September 30th, 2019, was approved 6-0. Docket item 237-17, John Schwartz, 200 Upland Road, Newton, reappointed as a member of the Biosafety Commission for a term to expire September 30th, 2020, was approved 6-0. Docket item 242-17, Dana Hansen, 64 Kingswood Road, Newton, appointed as a library trustee for a term to expire June 30th, 2020, was approved 6-0. Docket item 59-17, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate $350,000 from overlay surplus for the purpose of funding the construction of a new combined Parks and Recreation and Police Department facility to be located at the Elliott Street DPW yard. That was voted no action necessary, 6-0, and that concludes the report.
Thank you very much. Next, we have Public Safety and Transportation, Chairman Zaccone.
Thank you, Madam President. There is no formal report from Public Safety and Transportation. However, I would ask for a suspension of the rules so I can make a motion to remove a referral to Public Safety and Transportation.
Okay. The chairman would like a suspension of the rules. All in favor? Okay.
Okay. 260-17. It's a 5-year contract for the ambulance services. Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to enter up to a 5-year contract for the ambulance services. The motion to remove referral to Public Safety and Transportation is because it is only appropriately before Finance Committee because it's a 3-year contract with an option for 2 extensions. So I would ask that that be removed.
Okay. So the chairman would like that item to be removed from his docket and only go to Finance. If there is any discussion, we'll talk about it on second call. If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, all opposed? Okay.
Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you. Next, we have Public Facilities. Chairman Crossley.
Thank you, Madam Acting President. I would like to ask for a suspension of the rules to report out items that were discussed earlier this evening for which there is no written report.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded to suspend the rules to allow the Chair of Public Facilities to report out the actions of the committee taken earlier this evening. All in favor? Okay.
Are you sure?
Anyone? All right. The ayes have it.
Thank you, everyone. Earlier this evening, Public Facilities Committee met. There were 7 of us. We took up 3 items pertaining to Verizon petitions for grants of location on Christina and Needham Street, for grants of location for poles and conduit, et cetera, to facilitate the work, the MassWorks project at the intersection of Oak, Christina, and Needham Street. The number for the items are 252-17, a Verizon petition for Christina Street. 254-17 is another Verizon petition for Christina Street. And 253-17 is a Verizon petition for a grant of location on Needham Street. The committee voted unanimously 7-0. And item number 277-17 is the mayor's reappointment of Seth Parker to the Solid Waste Commission of 26 Shorncliffe Road, reappointed for a term to expire September 30th, 2020, also passed 7-0. And that concludes the report.
Thank you very much. Okay, next we have Finance Committee, Chairman Gentile.
No report, Madam Acting President.
Thank you very much. Next we have Real Property Reuse, Chairman Albright.
Thank you, Madam Acting President. There's no report.
Okay. Before we do first, before we vote on first call, I would like to ask the board members and other people who are here from New TV to come up because we have yet another commendation. So. It is getting to be an annual affair. We are lucky to have such a wonderful community media center in Newton, And once again, they have been voted the best community media center in the country. So. And I'd like to have Bob Kelly come up here, and I'm going to read this from all of us. Testimonial commendation honoring New TV in recognition of receiving national recognition in 2017. Whereas New TV, the Newton-based independent nonprofit corporation established in 1991 to provide access and support for public, education, and government cable programming, has once again been recognized nationally for the excellence in its operations. Whereas New TV has grown and developed from its humble beginnings in the basement of the Hyde Community Center, I'm sure many of you remember that, to its current state-of-the-art production facility on Easy Street, where it has developed a reputation of excellence and has been annually recognized both locally and nationally for its award-winning programs and operations. Whereas New TV has, for the fourth time in 5 years, won a National Alliance for Community Media Hometown Media Award, this year in the category of overall excellence in public, education, or governmental access, recognizing New TV for its overall operational activities and programming efforts. Excuse me. Now, therefore, be it known that in recognition of New TV's outstanding contributions to the city of Newton and the station's commitment to providing high-quality access to news, educational program, and information that impact the lives of the citizens of Newton, the Honorable City Council, representing the entire city of Newton, congratulates New TV for once again being recognized nationally for excellence. Commendation offered this fifth day of September by Councilor Scott Lennon and Cheryl Lappin on behalf of the entire City Council. Would you like to introduce your
board? Thank you, Madam Vice President, President Pro Tem. Through you to our councilors in the chamber, and to those watching at home. This is yet humbling again, but I wanted to let you know that it's not only the board of directors and the staff at New TV, it's the residents of Newton that come in and utilize the facility that allows us to apply for this recommendation each year. And so there are 3,000 community media centers in the country, and we feel privileged to be selected as the best for overall excellence in P, E, and G. So it's not that we recognize for P or E or G, it's all three. And I'm very honored to work with the staff. We have a great partnership between the City Council and the City of Newton. And we're going to need your help next year because our contract is up with the City of Newton in June. And we're going to be looking for all of you to help us make sure that that contract is signed again. So the timing of this, I guess maybe we should have won this in maybe April or May of next year, but we had no control over that. So thank you again for honoring us. We did bring in cake, so as you go to break, you can come in. If you know anything about me, I bring cake wherever I go. But representing the Board of Directors is Paul Sears, who's our president. So Paul would like to say a few words.
Thank you, Bob. And I know I saw quite a number of you just yesterday. I hope you enjoyed the Democratic City Committee barbecue. I want to thank you all for having us here and for recognizing this extraordinary organization, which I have the great privilege of being a part of. As a longtime member and producer at New TV, I can confirm that Newton's Media Center has earned its position as number one in the nation. For a few dollars a year, any Newton resident can produce the programming of their choosing and realize their artistic dreams. Our extraordinary executive director, Bob Kelly, leads a staff of talented creative professionals, some of whom are here, who help members learn all they need to know to make the next great video that goes viral. And I want to thank our most excellent board of directors, and we're well represented here by our board of directors today, who make all this possible. So, if any of you have an idea for a show, don't be shy. And I know you do. Come on down. We'd love to see you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and we will have cake after we do a little more business. Thank you so much.
Thank you, councilors.
Thank you. Congratulations. Okay, so I know everybody would like some cake, and we are going to vote on the first call of reports, but I am going to ask you if we could forego recess after our vote, because we only have a couple of quick items, and then we can have cake. So, well, Amy, you can, okay. Anyway, I'm going to ask the clerk to call the roll on the first call reports.
Councillor Albright.
Aye.
Councillor Auchincloss.
Aye.
Councillor Baker. Councillor Blazer.
Aye.
Councillor Broussel-Glazer.
Aye.
Councillor Ciccone.
Aye.
Councillor Cody.
Aye.
Councillor Crossley.
Aye.
Councillor Danberg.
Aye.
Councillor Fuller.
Aye.
Councillor Gentile.
Aye.
Councillor Harney.
Aye.
Councillor Hess-Mahan.
Aye.
Councillor Kalis.
Aye.
Councillor Lappin.
Aye.
Councillor Laredo.
Aye.
Councillor Leary.
Aye.
Councillor Lipoff.
Aye.
Councillor Norton.
Aye.
Councillor Rice.
Aye.
Councillor Sangiolo.
Aye.
Councillor Schwartz.
Aye.
Councillor Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon. The vote is 23 yeas with one absent.
Okay, first call reports pass. And now the big question. We have a couple of quick items on second call. All in favor of foregoing recess and waiting for cake?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Thank you. All right. We're going to start with two items that were postponed to a date certain. The first one is 129-17, and this is a land use item. Chairman Laredo.
Thank you again, Madam Acting President. Before I go forward, I do note that there was a third item, 11 Fairview Street, 183-17. I don't see that on our docket for unfinished business, but I thought we held that.
You held it in committee?
Oh, right. All right.
Can I report it out this evening?
Not unless your committee votes on it.
All right. Well, may I poll my committee to ask that it be voted out this evening? All right. May I do so, Madam Acting President?
Okay. Suspension of the rules to poll this committee. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? All right.
No. This is 183-17, Elias and Sonia Timbalopoulos. This is 11 Fairview Street, Ward 1. There was a draft board order in the packet from Ms. Young. I'd ask the committee if it would vote in favor of voting it out so we can take it up this evening. All in favor of voting it out? Committee, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 in favor, none opposed, 1 absent.
Okay, thank you very much.
If we can take that up as a third item, then, Madam Acting President, that'd be helpful.
Well, you just voted it, so.
No, voted it to take it out of committee.
Oh, okay.
So we can have it heard this evening.
All right, would you like to do that one first?
Sure. I'd be very happy to do that first.
Okay.
Let me briefly just give you folks an outline of why it was held last time. This is a property in Ward 1. There was some concern the petition was before us. There were some neighbors, abutters concerned. We spent a fair amount of time in committee trying, I think, successfully to address those concerns, including, and you'll note in the board order, there's a specific requirement that one of the abutters
If she pays for an arborist, which she is intending to do, that arborist will have the right to go on to the neighbor's property and monitor the work that's being done to make sure that neighboring trees and other shrubbery on her property remain healthy during that. There was also some language about rain barrels being put on the property in question to make sure that drainage is proper there. We held it in committee last time because there had been some back and forth in the language between the petitioner and one of the abutters. We did not have a final language prepared, and I felt it was better and asked at that time that we hold it. I think we have language in front of us that works. In fairness, I think it should be noted that one of the abutters still had some additional concerns that she would have liked to seen incorporated in the board order. But my view, again, I want to present this objectively, is that the board order as drafted encompasses what we talked about in the committee hearing, tries to capture the concerns of the neighbors, and I'll add that except for this one particular abutter, I think by the end of our deliberations, there was considerable support for the project, among the rest of the abutters. So that, is essentially the report.
Okay. Is there any discussion on 183-17? Councillor Schwartz.
Thank you, Madam Acting President. Could the chair just remind me, if not all the rest of us, what the abutters' remaining concern was? I'm sorry, I don't recall from our distant past.
To be honest, I'm not sure of the exact there were some language concerns that the abutter wanted in there. There had been drafted language by Ms. Young. It had gone out to both the petitioner's architect and attorney Purse, the counsel for the abutter. There had been some back and forth, and then there was some additional language that the abutter requested. Again, it's always if I can say so, it's always a balancing act. As on land use, we try to be, and I think we are quite sensitive to concerns, and legitimate concerns, as in this case, over tree roots and the viability of trees during a significant construction project, trying to balance those real concerns versus concerns of rights of people to develop their property. I think if taking a look at the language, I think the language accomplishes that, and I think reflects adequately and appropriately what we deliberated on at the Land Use Committee hearing.
Okay. Councillor Schwartz, you have more to say.
Yeah, just to follow up, I would say that that's true. My reading of the current order as it's written with the conditions does take into account and address the concerns that I remember hearing about excavation being overseen by the arborist hired by, I know you've just said this, but just to remind people, by an arborist hired by the neighbor, as well as this this requirement that the pavers be replaced by hand. So my recollection is that those were the main concerns, and it seems that those have been addressed in this language. So I don't have any objection.
Thank you. Councillor Gentile.
The chair, I believe, mentioned a board order. I didn't see it on the desk, so was it in our packet?
It was in the packet.
Okay.
It was. So that was September 1st from Ms. Young, Attorney Young, to myself.
Thank you. And is the committee going to vote on this?
They just did.
You voted to report it out, but did you actually take a vote to approve
yes.
it?
We had approved it previously. It went back to committee.
Okay, so
right now we're on the item.
If I go back to
I'm just curious as to what the Land Use Committee voted on this.
7-0?
Is
it 7-0? Yes.
7-0-1.
It went just to the Land Use Committee. I don't think we have the vote. At least I'm looking at the July 11th meeting. I don't think the vote is in there, but if I go back.
It was the next meeting.
Oh, the original.
July.
No, I think it was more July.
I have to go back to Councilor Gentile. I apologize.
Okay. The original vote doesn't matter because you kept it in committee and you just suspended the rules to vote it out 7-0, correct?
They voted it out, but I didn't hear a vote taken up or down. I'm not. voted to take it up.
You're right. We did not vote tonight to take it up. We previously voted out, it out of committee, which is why it came to the full council. I'm trying to find the date of that meeting, Councilor Gentile.
In the beginning of August, I think.
I apologize for not having the date in front of me.
Not in the beginning of August, I think.
Okay. Well, you did just poll your committee to vote on the item. We can do it again if you would like.
Why don't we do that?
Have it by roll call, we could do that?
No ambiguity. Why don't I, if I may, ask for suspension of the rules so I can ask my committee whether they're going to vote in favor of this project or not? Can we do that, Madam Acting President?
Okay, we can vote again.
All right. So,
suspension of the rules, all in favor of suspension of the rules?
Aye.
Okay.
All right, so, colleagues, all in favor of the Land Use Committee only, all in favor of approval of this project, show of hands, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in favor, none opposed, one absent.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Crossley.
Just a point of information. I have no problems with this project. I think it was very carefully done. But if this board order didn't go to the entire council, is it fair to ask the rest of the council to vote on it this evening?
It did go to the...
It was in
my packet.
But it did not.
It's not online. Oh, really?
Went to land use.
I mean,
I received. Okay, so would you... Okay.
Madam Acting President, if it's the will of the committee because folks feel they haven't had a chance to look at the order, and that's fair... I'm happy to postpone this once again to our next council meeting. And if that would be, if people did not get in their packets or were not aware that we are voting on this tonight, that's probably the appropriate thing to do in abundance of caution and fairness.
Okay, motion to postpone to a date certain of our next meeting.
The 4th, it'll be the 18th. Pardon?
What is the time limit?
I'm sorry, what's our time limit on this?
90 days from the date you closed the public hearing. What was that?
I'd have to go back and look at the report. The public hearing was closed a while ago.
No, it's a good point.
I apologize, I don't have a report with me.
Clark is looking this up, so.
Is Mr. Olson checking that for us? Thank you.
All right, while he looks it up, we're going to lay this one on the table, and why don't we do 129-17? All in favor of laying it on the table?
Aye.
Okay.
All right.
129-17.
All right, 129. May I, Madam Acting President? 129-17, Lento Development LLC. This is 1921 Beaconwood Road, Ward 8. Land use approved this 7-1 with Councillor Crossley opposed. The hearing was closed on July 11th when we took the vote. Colleagues, you'll recall we started to take this up last time. We had a number of absences, and there were several members of the council who were concerned about the project. We then, therefore, held it for this evening. I understand at least a couple of the councilors who had expressed some concern in the past had an opportunity to speak to the petitioner or petitioner's counsel. My understanding from petitioner's counsel is that those concerns, at least for a couple of colleagues, were alleviated. I'll remind folks, this is a property that's in rather poor condition. There's a city easement that runs through the parcel, which makes development, I think, in fairness, more difficult. This is a combination, if I recall correctly, of three separate lots, building a two-family on that. Those three lots that are brought together, a two-family exists there currently, and I think that really summarizes the petition.
Okay. Again, this is not Ward 8, but Beaconwood. It says Ward 8. We keep correcting this every time, and it shows up Ward 8. So, okay. Is there discussion on this item? Councilor Gentile.
Through you, Madam Acting Chair, I just want to make sure that I'm clear on one point to the Chair. In looking through the information that we got from the petitioner's attorney, it seems as though the reason they're in for the special permit is the need to merge the three lots, and they're not asking for any FAR relief, are they?
I'd have to go back and take a look at the letter.
I don't think they are.
There's any FAR relief here. No, it is not. My recollection is not an FAR relief. It's because they're reducing the lot area that they had to come in for the special permit.
Okay, any more discussion on this item? Seeing none, I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
We're going to vote.
Councillor Albright? Councillor Auchincloss? Councillor Baker?
Aye.
Councillor Blazer?
Aye.
Councillor Broussel Glazer?
Aye.
Councillor Ciccone?
Aye.
Councillor Cody?
Aye.
Councillor Crossley?
No.
Councillor Danberg?
Aye.
Councillor Fuller?
Aye.
Councillor Gentile?
Aye.
Councillor Harney?
Aye.
Councillor Hesmahan?
Aye.
Councillor Kalis?
Aye.
Councillor Lappin?
Aye.
Councillor Laredo?
Aye.
Councillor Leary?
Aye.
Councillor Lipoff?
Aye.
Councillor Norton?
Aye.
Councillor Rice?
Aye.
Councillor Sangiolo?
Aye.
Councillor Schwartz?
Aye.
Councillor Yates?
Aye.
President Lennon? The vote is 22 yeas, 1 nay, and 1 absent.
Okay, the item passes. The next item is 130-17. Chairman Laredo. The next item is 130-17. That's okay.
Distracted for a moment. 130-17 is a petition by Robert and Cindy Lafra. This is at 164 Highland Avenue, Ward 2. And colleagues, you'll recall we held this item as well because there was some concern about it. This is admittedly an unusual project. The petitioner is seeking to build a garage that will store six vehicles. However, four of those vehicles, are actually going to be stored underground. And they will be raised up and down through the use of an internal lift. There was a concern expressed in the committee about the noise associated with this lift. And in fact, we learned probably more than we ever wanted to about internal car lifts. But what we learned is that this lift does not work with unless the doors are closed. So while there may be some noise internal to the building, it would be noise that would be contained within the structure. I'll also point out for the council's benefit that while building the garage to hold this many vehicles requires a special permit, if they had enough land in their driveway, and these people do, they could park theoretically, not saying they would, but could theoretically park four vehicles in the driveway as a matter of right, put two vehicles in a garage. Now, again, this is a very unusual project. I don't think we've ever seen, at least my tenure, this type of lift being devised. But that's really what this is all about. And the question I think the committee wrestled with was this an appropriate use within a residential setting? Again, the committee thought and spent a considerable amount of time thinking about this, particularly with the noise aspect, and also weighed the visibility. Four of these vehicles will actually be stored below grade. You will not see them at any particular time. And, of course, the issue of without this, at least, again, theoretically, one could park cars in the driveway, and you would have the number of cars there that you would otherwise. So that summarizes the petition.
Thank you very much. Is there, what was the vote?
It was approved 5-1-2, one opposed, two abstentions. The public hearing was closed on June 22nd.
Okay, Councillor Schwartz.
One addition, if people are wondering about the FAR, the reason why it requests a slight increase in FAR is because this structure is going to be in the mansard design to match the house, and as a result, it includes more, slightly more area than if it were just a gable. Thank you. My architectural nomenclature is missing. And that is why it's a slight increase in FAR that we thought was appropriate given the desire to maintain the look of the structure consistent with the rest of the structure.
Thank you. Would anybody else like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Councillor Albright.
Aye.
Councillor Auchincloss.
Aye.
Councillor Baker.
Aye.
Councillor Blazer.
Aye.
Councillor Perusel Glazer.
I'm voting no. Is I supposed to talk for sure, since it's a land use thing?
Yes.
I think that's an... May I do it now?
Well...
I'm sorry.
yes, you can.
I don't feel comfortable with this use in a residential neighborhood. If you have four extra horses, you would have to find a stable somewhere else where it was zoned for a stable. I don't feel comfortable with it.
Thank you. Okay, Councillor Auchincloss also would like to speak.
Thank you, Madam Acting President. It just, if I had known that there were going to be no votes, I would have spoken as the Ward 2 land use member, because I abstained from this, and I share my colleague from Ward 3's kind of visceral discomfort with this use of land. But both the spirit and the letter of the special permit criteria, this is not adversely affecting the neighborhood, and I felt ultimately that it deserves an affirmative vote. So in case anybody else has a silent no in their head, as the Ward 2 representative, I do think it's in the best interest of the community.
Okay. Before we finish calling the roll, is there anybody else who would like to speak on this item? Okay. Seeing none, I will ask the clerk to continue calling the roll.
Councillor Ciccone.
Aye.
Councillor Cody.
Aye.
Councillor Crossley.
Aye.
Councillor Danberg.
Aye.
Councillor Fuller.
Aye.
Councillor Gentile.
No.
Councillor Harney.
Aye.
Councillor Hesmahan.
Aye.
Councillor Kalis.
Aye.
Councillor Lappin.
Aye.
Councillor Laredo.
Aye.
Councillor Leary.
Aye.
Councillor Lipoff.
Aye.
Councillor Norton.
Aye.
Councillor Rice.
Aye.
Councillor Sangiolo.
Aye.
Councillor Schwartz.
Aye.
Councillor Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon. The vote is 21 yeas, 2 nays, and 1 absent.
All right, the item passes. Maybe Councillor Gentile can tell us later why he voted no on this one. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. All right, next we have item 108-17, and this is, okay.
Before we go there, yes. Madam Acting President, did we get a ruling from the clerk as to whether we're within the time?
Not yet. That's why we're doing this one first. Councillor Crossley.
Yes, Madam Acting President. We finally are ready to vote this item forward. You would have seen in your email, the committee certainly did, the memorandum of understanding that was drawn finally for the taking of the easement on the Mount Ida College property for the intersection realignment. This is item number 108-17. His Honor, the Mayor recommending the City of Newton take this easement on property owned by Mount Ida College at the southeast corner of the Dedham Street and Carlson Avenue intersection in order to realign the Dedham Street, Brookline Street, Carlson Avenue intersection. Mount Ida supports the taking of the easement. This was approved 6-0-1 abstention in committee, and we were only, if you recall, waiting for the Mount Ida attorney to agree to the terms with the city law department. And for some reason, the fact that it had been approved at our last meeting, that had been, the agreement had been made, did not get to any of us. Somebody was on vacation, et cetera. So we are ready to simply move this item forward, and I think some folks are waiting eagerly for us to do that.
Yes, I am one of those people. Would anybody like to speak on this item? Councillor Gentile.
Through you to the chair, can the chair please confirm that the latest agreement, because I'm not clear on what it is, does not contain any changes financially to what we were, what we voted in the committee?
Yes, that is my understanding, both from our attorney and from Councillor Acting President Lappin, who has been involved in this.
Okay. There was some language in there about, there was no, there were no numbers in there about anything. It just said we would work with them on moving the sign and other things. So you have the memorandum of understanding. So on that, any other, anybody else would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I will ask the clerk to call the roll.
Councillor Albright. Aye. Councillor Auchincloss.
Aye.
Councillor Baker.
Aye.
Councillor Blazer.
Aye.
Councillor Broussel Glazer.
Aye.
Councillor Ciccone.
Aye.
Councillor Cody.
Aye.
Councillor Crossley.
Aye.
Councillor Danberg.
Aye.
Councillor Fuller.
Aye.
Councillor Gentile.
Aye.
Councillor Harney.
Aye.
Councillor Hesmahan.
Aye.
Councillor Kalis.
Aye.
Councillor Lappin.
Aye.
Councillor Laredo.
Aye.
Councillor Leary.
Aye.
Councillor Lipoff.
Aye.
Councillor Norton.
Aye.
Councillor Rice.
Aye.
Councillor Sangiolo.
Aye.
Councillor Schwartz.
Aye.
Councillor Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon. The vote is 23 yeas with one absent.
Okay, the item passes. Now we're back to 183-17. I would like to thank the clerk for researching this. The public hearing closed August 8th, 2017. 90 days from August 8th, will the last council meeting to take action would be November 6th. So if we postpone this until September 18th, we are well within our time frame. Okay. I think you've already reported it out.
If I'd like to make a motion to postpone to our next council meeting.
Okay. Motion to postpone. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. The item is postponed. I would call on Councillor Leary. Okay, motion to go home or eat cake. All in favor? The meeting is finished at 8:30.